Sayson, Backlash has come and gone, and I am still the
Armbar
champ, even though we tied, but the belt can't change hands on a tie. And that got me thinking. I was like, we had a punishment set up for the loser. 5 Ric Flair chops. And I know the fans wanted to see someone get chopped. So, we each get to chop each other. Since we tied.
How many times?
Just once.
Oh.
Just one chop.
Jesus Christ. I wasn't prepared for that, and that's going to hurt.
Yep. You go first.
Hold on. I need to...
Yeah, you might want to take those glasses off.
God damn it. I wish I had my 6 dots. Oh, that's not Jewel again.
No, you chop me first.
Yeah, I know.
That's how I'm going to gauge my chop on you.
You're a dick.
No, I just know. It's like, if you hit me harder than I want to be hit.
You're a dick.
The fury.
No, you're just going to hit me harder than you
want.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to gauge it.
No, you're a dick. This is video proof. He's a dick. I've said it for I don't know how many years.
Do not hit me in the face.
Slap!
Your phone's left here. All I would do is grab that freaking tripod and just smash it against that wall.
Such a dick. Oh my god. Alright.
Let's see if
you... Oh shit! That was the arm!
Your accuracy sucks.
Well, I took my glasses off.
I can't see! That's true.
God damn it. This is gonna suck.
You might want to lower those arms just
a
little.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Please, no, that's for your own protection.
Please don't hit me in the face. Woo! Oh! You son of a bitch.
That wasn't even that hard.
Yeah, but you're a heavy-handed sack of shit.
Goddamn, I would have been great for wrestling.
Oh, man.
I think next month we're doing drop kicks.
You know, the funny thing is, I didn't even feel it till like 30 seconds after. Jesus Christ. Enough about that. Well, I guess I'm not doing chess tomorrow. Shit.
anyways, so Backlash. Other than us tying and no one getting the 5 chops, which I really thought I was going to get towards the end of there when some like really easy picks just didn't go my way. It felt like just a mediocre episode of SmackDown.
Yeah, it was alright. Like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. It didn't blow me away.
The SmackDown only pay-per-view... God damn, my hand hurts.
Good.
That means you've been working out. The SmackDown only pay-per-views just... They've not delivered.
Yeah, they fall a little... They fall a little short. They leave a little wanting more.
Yeah, because quite... Because really, the only matches I really remember from that card were Shinsuke and Dolph.
Yeah.
AJ and KO.
Yeah.
And Jinder and Randy.
There really wasn't that much outside of that, though.
I can't even think of the other match other than the women's match, and I only remember how that ended. I don't really remember anything else about it. It was just...
Yeah.
I just started tuning out. It was just kind of like I was bored with it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a tag match. That actually had some moments. Because the Fashion Police...
Oh, that's right.
...are the best thing going on tonight.
Well, I had to rewind it for you, because that was probably the best part of the night. When,
yeah, it's at the piss so good.
When Breezy just started rolling across the ring.
God, that was so good. But
that was fucking hilarious.
Out of a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that pay-per-view?
Give it a 4.5.
Yeah. I was going to say 5. Like, yeah, it's just middle of the road. I mean, it wasn't bad. Yeah,
it wasn't the worst thing I'd seen.
The only problem I have with that is a lot of like the big matches had the expected finish. Like
there was no surprises. Yeah, that's right.
Like we knew Shinsuke was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
We knew KO. Actually, no, we picked AJ, so we were wrong about that.
Oh yeah.
Though had we done the show a day later, I would have gone with KO.
Mm-hmm.
So I was rethinking that pick after we recorded that. Preview.
Yeah.
I was like, I should have won KO. But, yeah, Jinder won. We both picked Jinder.
Yeah. I mean, it was honestly, that was too... They put too much behind Jinder for him to lose that match.
Yeah, and I wrote an article about how they kind of screwed that up.
Yeah.
Just because with the TV deal in India, which is why he won the belt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I imagine there's probably going to be a tour of India pretty soon. Because I wouldn't imagine you wouldn't do that TV deal and not go over there live.
Mm-hmm.
What they should have done, instead of giving Jinder this just sudden push.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you can't... If he was just, like, middle of the road, like, mid-carding, kind of like how Dolph Ziggler got his initial push.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, Shawn Michaels also got his initial push.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mid-card, decent IC, U.S. champ, kind of thing like that. And then, boom, wins the Rumble or, you know, wins the six-pack challenge, something like that. That makes it believable. But Jinder was, like, a week before that was jobbing out to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Even before, you know, the fact that he was jobbing, he went several weeks without TV time.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't just, like, throw the guy into the main event that quickly like that. You got to build it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't to say that Jinder couldn't have been built for the main event.
Oh, no. That's not saying that at all. This is just
the way they went about it.
It was too sudden.
Yeah, it was too sudden. It was like, job, off TV, job. Like,
I was looking down when he won the number one contender.
I was like, I was in Japan. I was like, did Jinder just fucking win?
You're like, tell me who wins the match. What match? Oh, the number one contender. Holy shit!
Yeah. and as soon as you sent that to me, I didn't believe you. I went on Twitter. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's why it took you so long to reply. I just assumed it was because you were in Japan.
Yeah. No, it was just because I was in sudden shock and I had to go on Twitter and see what the rest of the world was
seeing
thinking.
Seeing as how my text was, holy shit, Jinder just won.
It was so fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, but, you know, congratulations to him, but they went about it.
But what they should have done was built him up before he got the title match and keep building it. Maybe even build him as a face and Randy go heel and then he wins it in India. Do like a WWE Network special from India and he wins it in India. That would have been such a bigger, like, once again, kind of like with Bayley. It's like they had this chance for a big moment, and they went for the quick out instead of the big moment.
I kind of feel like they even just, it feel like they scrambled for somebody.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, the WWE has been like...
Because had Rusev not gotten injured, I don't know that he would have gotten that push necessarily.
No, he got the push because of the deal in India. They wanted an Indian.
I mean, I get that. I definitely get that. But, you know, it's weird timing for me.
Well, no, it's the timing's not weird. The timing is because of that TV deal. They still, they're going for short-term gain, short-term gain against long-term success. Like, this could have been a big thing that could have culminated, like, in India. Like,
but could you imagine how much more of a mess it would have been had Rusev actually still been around, not injured? Because they probably would have still been tag team partners, or at least partnered up.
I don't know. Because
that wasn't that far off, though. No, it wasn't.
But that was just kind of dying.
That was
dead. That was dead in the water. I think that was gone.
Mm.
But so that was kind of backlash. It was just an okay episode of SmackDown. Okay, so moving on to Raw. Some of the highlights from Raw. I think the best thing that happened on Raw was the Heyman Finn Balor promo.
Oh, yeah.
Which
it was unexpected. It was very unexpected.
It was unexpected. It leaves questions open for Extreme Rules. Now, I don't think Finn's going to win in Extreme Rules. I could change my mind before then.
Mm.
But I think this is building long-term story between Finn and Brock and Heyman. And go with me on this for one of my long-term predictions, which have really been working out, these long-term predictions.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't been that wrong.
Or
I can't even think if you've been wrong, really.
So, the original idea was Braun Strowman. He gets hurt. He's out. Not out for 6 months like they're saying. I think 6 weeks is how long he's going to miss. They're probably saying 6 months he makes a miraculous return.
I kind of hope he gets involved in the Fatal 5 way.
But he might. Right now I'm thinking Roman's going to win. And we're going to get Roman Brock now instead of WrestleMania.
Mm.
Because I think someone's gotten in Vince's ear and said, no. You want money. The money is Finn and Brock.
Mm.
And you got to go with me. We're going down a road. This is a journey.
Okay. Spin this
I'm
web.
Frodo. You're Sam. We're going to Mount Doom.
As long as I'm not Merry or Pippin. Because they had a really shitty journey.
Those are my two favorite hobbits, though. So Finn loses for whatever reason. Roman comes out on top because fuck Roman Reigns. Roman goes against Brock. Maybe he wins, maybe he doesn't. It's inconsequential because come WrestleMania next year, Brock has the belt back. Mm-hmm. Whether Brock wins it back from Roman, Roman loses it to Braun, Brock beats Braun for it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But come WrestleMania next year, Brock has the belt.
Okay.
Finn Balor loses, but you know, Finn Balor's going to stay in that mid-ground area, upper mid-card. Wins the Rumble, which he should have done this year.
Yeah.
He wins the Rumble. He goes on to face Brock at WrestleMania. Comes out as the Demon, beats Brock at WrestleMania. Brock goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Heyman needs someone to manage. Heyman starts getting in the Universal Champ's ear, talking to him. And this time next year, Sayson, we have the Bullet Club. Because I found it kind of... And maybe even before then, maybe he gets the Bullet Club to beat Brock. But I found a little odd that Monday morning, WWE has this, like, oh, pictures you've never seen before, like, that were just taken, like, promo shots.
Yeah.
We had, one of those promo shots was the Bullet Club, was Finn with Carl, and,
Luke.
Luke, thank you.
I thought you were about to say Carl Drogo for some reason.
No, so those three were together, and I found it kind of coincidental that he had a match against Carl Anderson immediately following that promo. So I'm thinking this time next year, Finn's the Universal Champ, the Club are the Tag Champs, and the Bullet Club is managed by Paul Heyman.
That is a very interesting prediction.
Because we get to see Finn go on this journey.
Yeah.
We get to see him do it as a face, so all the fans are happy. And then he turns heel.
Yeah. Though,
And this is how we save Roman. Because guess who's all on Raw together?
Oh, the Shield.
Exactly. So SummerSlam... No, Survivor Series next year. The Club versus the Shield. And bonus, we get a run-in from AJ to help the Club.
Interesting. It's very interesting. I'm going to say I'm 90% with you hoping that happens. The only thing that's holding me back... Is
that Vince McMahon's going to pull an audible and fucking throw Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania?
Well, besides that. Was last night, or not last night, because last night was not Monday. The Monday Night Raw match between Anderson and Finn, they were talking about their history a lot, which it could still go your way, but in my mind, they're already setting up some sort of program with the Bullet Club. But I think it might be for a little bit Gallows and Anderson versus Finn Balor. And I still think they might screw Finn Balor.
That might cost you Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules. But that's short term. That is very short term. So that might still be in the cards. It might actually even be part of that story. Only time will tell.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm sitting on that right now. Because they talked a lot about the history. And they made... Anderson in the commentary seemed like he was bitter, like he was slighted, like he's jealous of Finn because they had the same kind of career, they had the same kind of trajectory, but once both of them were in the WWE, Finn, you know, coming in way before Gallows and Anderson, he kind of skyrocketed up to the main event, whereas the rest of the Bullet Club's kind of floundering minus, you know, AJ Styles.
See, you're falling for their trap, Nelson. They're fooling you with that shit. Was it Corey Gracie and all that?
Yes.
Corey Graves is the master of deception. Lies. He's like Sauron.
Thank you. But I think all that I'm talking about is only going to be short term.
Yeah. No. Short term, I mean, let's face it, we're going to pull an NWO, but hopefully we do it right. So then we had the Drifter finally get in ring on Raw, winning via DQ.
Did you see his entrance? It was... I was like, they couldn't do something better. He's been entertaining. They hey, made...
Man. You know Pearl Jam?
All they did was they made him do what The Rock did. Basically, he was just in the middle of the ring, playing his song, talking shit about...
That was what he did in NXT.
Was it? Because I never saw him in NXT.
I don't know if I... Yeah, he did have a regular entrance in NXT, but a lot of times you just saw him in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, he was in the middle of the ring singing his song about Dean Ambrose, and then Dean interrupted.
The Miz is obviously going to win at Extreme Rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, we had the big main event, Bray and Joe going over two-thirds of the Shield. which is always good. Getting Bray, good main event win. You know, I'm starting to think maybe Bray wins that.
The Extreme Rules?
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I would like to see Bray win just because I've always been curious to see what Bray versus Brock would have been like. As far as the build-up and all the mind games.
I just want Brock to drop that belt soon.
Oh, yeah. Because I would love that. Because, welcome to my team. I've never really cared for Brock. In fact, I dare say when he came back, I fucking hated him. I've grown to not hate him, but I still don't like him. I've always given him the respect that he deserves because he's a genetic freak and a freak athlete. I won't take any of that away from him. I just never liked him. But now I can watch him without getting angry. Unlike with Baron Corbin. Don't like him. I just wish he
didn't. Didn't you start saying that?
Shut your mouth! All right.
That's like
I will say.
Throw a chop out there. I'll get you again.
I will admit, on Thursday night, or not Thursday night, Tuesday night.
It's not even Thursday today.
I know. I forget SmackDown's not on Thursday sometimes. Tuesday night, Baron Corbin, I was entertained by his promo work. I thought it was actually good for once, because it hasn't been good before.
So, speaking of that, let's move on to SmackDown. So, we originally were going to have 5 Money in the Bank competitors, Dolph, AJ, Shinsuke, Sammy, and your favorite, Baron Corbin. And then KO came down and whined, got added in there, which takes... See, the only problem I have with that, and I want to see KO in it, is that we now lose the U.S. title as a match in Money in the Bank.
Yes.
And we've just taken... the 6 best wrestlers on that show and put them in one match.
What else is left for the show?
We'll probably have a tag match, maybe the New Day, because they were on Talking Smack, so they're probably coming back. Mm-hmm. So maybe the New Day versus the Usos versus the Fashion Police, or just versus the Usos. Mm-hmm. And we'll get the rematch for the title.
Mm-hmm.
And Ty Dillinger will probably do something. Why isn't he in the ladder match? Why isn't he in the Money in the
Bank? Oh, he should be.
Yeah. So maybe Ty Dillinger
will. Well, I guess they had to flip a coin between him and Shinsuke.
See, I would rather see Ty Dillinger than Shinsuke. I don't know how Shinsuke is going to do in a ladder match.
It's going to be interesting.
There is nothing about his wrestling style, the strong style, that says, oh, this will look cool in a ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting to see. I mean, we'll have to see what it is. I'm not going to need to judge his performance without seeing it in a ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
But just going right now, I'd rather see Ty Dillinger in that match than Shinsuke Nakamura.
That'd be pretty good.
In fact, maybe we should have started building a feud between Shinsuke and KO, and those two have a match, and then we just have the 5 people in the Money in the Bank, Ty Dillinger, Dolph, AJ, Sammy, and Corbin. So, yeah. I mean, we'll have to see. But yeah, I'm going to wonder what... I mean, maybe Ty Dillinger faces the Drama King again?
Maybe.
I don't know of anybody else on SmackDown he could face.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody. Because I feel like they're all in the Money in the Bank match.
Heath Slater, Rhino.
No, they're on Raw.
They're on Raw.
Yeah, they're on Raw.
No shit.
They got moved over in the Superstar Shakeup. Jesus. Yeah.
Cena. But yeah, so I mean, we'll obviously know when we get closer to that match. But that will be a very entertaining ladder match. I would love to see a Helluva kick either to Corbin or KO to start that match.
Mm.
That's the best ever. To start that IC title, Fatal 4-Way, 5-Way, whatever the hell it was. Helluva kick, everyone's like,
the fuck? I like to think that Sammy and KO talked about it like a gorilla and didn't tell anybody else.
I would hope that was the case.
Just like, dude, I got this idea. It's going to be awesome.
And Sammy probably kept talking as KO was walking out to the
dude, Shemmy, right. Shut up!
No, just listen to me.
Oh, you can't come out yet, Sammy. I got it!
But,
hello, kick!
So, moving on, the SmackDown Women's Division, I feel it's missing something, that je ne sais quoi, since Alexa Bliss left. Because now we've got Charlotte as a face, which I never thought she was a great heel to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got no heels that I care about.
There's
Carmella's pretty and loud, but she doesn't cut a good promo. Natty sucks at the promo. She's a great wrestler, but can't cut a promo.
They don't have a strong enough
Tamina
heel.
I've still never green. Seen anything she's, from her in a promo.
You know, it's funny to
she
me.
She usually just walks up mean.
It's hilarious to me. Tamina's been in the company, what, like 3 years now? 3-4 years?
I feel it's been longer, but...
Possibly longer, but 3 or 4 years. And she's still green as fuck because they never let her wrestle by herself.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, the only thing the SmackDown Women's Division's got going for right now is... Becky and Charlotte, and I don't think they're going to be facing off anytime soon.
No, not with Naomi with the championship.
And they don't have anybody on that show who really cuts a promo. Because the thing about Alexa Bliss, and we're really seeing it now because there's a vacuum there now, she raised that entire SmackDown Women's Division up. Like, her promos kept you engaged until the match came. Like, these women wrestle well, but... You know, I need a little spice to go with my sugar. I need something to get me interested in the match. Like, because yes, you can just have two people face each other. That's fine. And they can put on a good match. But if I've got no build up, if I've got no rooting interest in it, if you just have wrestler A versus wrestler B and their promos suck, I'm just like.
Yeah, exactly. So. Though, I just thought of something. And maybe this was covered before. I have no idea. I don't really, really care that much, but where the hell has Nikki been?
Oh, she's off with John.
Oh, I knew they were off for a while, because like, I know John's filming a movie, but I just didn't know what was the deal with her.
I think that's like her swan song. I think she's done.
Really?
She might come back when John comes back, but I think that was her WrestleMania moment, kind of like Brie the year before.
Yeah, I mean, so. I'd seen no word of an official retirement, so maybe she just went part-time with John.
Who fucking cares about Nikki Bella?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's besides that, but they would have
and
said
would
that
Nikki
she
would Bella retire. Make this any better?
No, not at all.
So why bring it up?
Because I was curious. That's all.
Curiosity killed the cat, Sason. And I'm just trying to think what,
I mean
they gotta bring up Asuka.
I mean, they...
Asuka's gotta come to SmackDown.
Yeah, she does.
I want to see Asuka and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. That'd be very interesting.
And I just want to see Asuka run roughshod all over that division. Just whoop everyone's ass.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of seeing Charlotte with the belt. I hate to say it, but I've lost... Alexa Bliss made me lose all interest in Becky. I was like, I don't care anymore. Because you just saw, like, the... Like, I feel they shouldn't have brought Mickie up to Raw. If they had left Mickie James down on SmackDown and she was a heel still... I feel we'd have a good dynamic. I think her...
Yeah, where the fuck has Mickie been? Because I don't recall seeing her...
She's on Raw. She fought on Raw.
Yeah,
she
I know she was on Raw. I saw pictures of it, but I was like, damn, I don't recall ever seeing... I don't recall seeing her wrestle for like the past 3 weeks.
No, she was... 2 weeks ago, there was like a 6-woman tag or some shit like
okay.
that.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I mean, to say that she didn't, but...
There's just this huge vacuum in the SmackDown Women's Division... Which could have been filled by Mickie. Like, Mickie and Charlotte could have been an interesting feud.
Oh, yeah.
Mickie could have kept that going.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte as a face could have kept that going.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Asuka needs to come out. Maybe after Extreme Rules. Like, we see...
Though, how is her promo work? Because I don't see that much of Asuka.
Oh, she doesn't need promo work. Because the thing is, she's just like, she comes in the ring. Basically, I'm going to kick your ass. And then she does it. And that's fine by
All right.
Okay. Like, the thing is... Asuka doesn't need to cut promos because that smile of hers, she's so menacing. It's just, she's what Randy Orton wants to be.
She's like an Oni.
Yeah.
She's just, like a Japanese demon.
It's just ridiculous.
Because because all I can think is, like, I don't recall ever seeing her do promo work. I see, like, her other work, and I'm like, Jesus, she's a badass. Now
she cuts a decent promo because she can do it with the look and the little that she says. Because she just kind of basically says... I'm going to kick your head in.
Mm-hmm.
And she does that smile of hers, and she does this menacing pose, and you're like, fuck. You're like, I don't need anything else but that. We already know what it's on.
Yeah.
It's on. Like, because she's very much kind of like, I'm trying to think of a good male counterpart. Almost kind of like, maybe like Brock originally was.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to.
Or maybe Goldberg in his original WCW. Right?
Yeah, just kind of like, I don't really...
Except, you know, good.
Yeah, I don't need to really cut a promo because I'm just going to kick your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what kind of gets you interested because, A, you want to see if someone can actually beat Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
She has that mystique about her. And she looks like she could whoop the shit out of half the men on the roster. So, so the last topic we're going to cover, the Fashion Police are easily the best thing on SmackDown right now.
It's
they're better than AJ. They're better than Shinsuke. They're the best. Like, the fact that that last Fashion Files, whatever it was called.
Oh, my God. That was like, hilarious.
Commish, we're turning our badges.
How'd you get in here?
What is all this? We failed. We're sad. Do you want our guns? You've got guns?
Little water guns.
It's loaded. And then the singles match they had where Tyler Breeze won because freaking Fandango was up there shooting
water
at one of the Usos, roll up win, and the other.
Remember, Jimmy's the fat one.
Yeah, Jimmy's the fat one, but I can't remember which fat one started off because they still wear the same thing.
Oh, yeah, true enough.
And then Fandango won his because the other Uso was chasing Tyler Breeze around the ring. Oh, my God. And Tyler Breeze's little antics during the first match as the janitor.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering why you love them so much but before they had TV time because they never got TV time.
I know.
And now they have TV time. Now I see why.
Exactly.
They're freaking hilarious.
My heart of hearts that they were great. Well, just because I had seen, like, I had seen Tyler Breeze in NXT, I knew what he was capable of, and he just wasn't getting the shot in WWE. And I just seen shit with Fandango outside the WWE.
You mean like Nerdist Bully?
Yeah, and he's just fucking hilarious. I'm just like, and when they put those two together, it's like, if they, kind of like Cesaro and Sheamus, they just let them do something. That's the thing, is like...
Oh, kind of like how we wish they would do that with the club?
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the problem with WWE creatives, like, it's like, they don't let people do things, like, New Day sucked until they actually let the New Day do what they wanted to do, and then holy shit did that take off.
Yeah.
Sheamus and Cesaro, no one gave a shit about either of those two. Those two were probably on their way out to getting released.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just kind of let them do their own thing, and it was great. Fashion Police, same thing. Heath Slater, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you let some of
these... I didn't know Heath Slater could be that funny.
I did, from 3MB. He, like, granted, as shitty as 3MB was... Heath Slater was great in that.
I never paid attention to 3MB. I started paying attention to Heath Slater when he had that little mini pop and push right before he had to take time off to deal with some court stuff.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, if they let the people who are good at this kind of do their own thing, it works out. It becomes good. And I think that's where WWE Creative needs to, like, let go of the reins. Because, like, it used to be like a script would be... Austin comes out,
it'd be an outline.
Yeah, it'd be an outline. But now it's like a written script that these guys have got to memorize.
And you can tell when they're reading from a prompter.
Yeah, when a guy like John Cena can do kind of his own thing. You know, certain guys can kind of go on their own. Like, New Day's one of those.
Legends can come back and do that.
Yeah, but it's and that's the thing. It's like, you're kind of handcuffing these guys because they're not really professional actors. So when you're trying to shoehorn them into something, it doesn't come off believable. It's not... You don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have these guys with natural charisma, like Fandango, like Cesaro, like Tyler Breeze. Like
Damian Sandow.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah, when you let these guys kind of do their own thing. Mm-hmm. Goldust is another one.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even touch on Goldust going back to old school Goldust.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was great, too. But, yeah, you let these creative, like, energetic, charismatic guys do their own thing, and it works.
Yeah.
And just let them do it, like... That's the thing, is like, the Fashion Police are coming too big now, and I'm feeling it's going to be kind of like the New Day syndrome, where they just get shoved down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But I do want to see... I need the Usos to drop the belts to the Fashion Police, which I thought was going to happen. Because
Tuesday night.
I don't give a shit if it's face versus face. I want to see New Day versus Fashion Police.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine those promos? They're going to be fucking great. Mm-hmm. They're going to be hilarious. So... On that kind of note, I'm still your champ. What is this? 4 months running now?
I guess. There was 1 month I won in there, but that was way
back last year.
That was back before we started doing a champion.
I know.
Yeah.
First ever armbar champion. Longest reigning armbar champion. I'm the greatest.
And I'm Sami Zayn.
And just a little stuff for the YouTube channel. Make sure you're checking out the podcast, which, let's see, I'm doing the opposite thing. I think the sub bar's here, and videos are here. I'm going to put the latest podcast up in the corner, probably right there. And it's not going to appear yet, it's only in the last couple seconds of the video. But it will be there. Make sure you click subscribe. Make sure you click that bell so you know when we have a new video.
That bell is very handy.
Yes, and also, this weekend, it's Memorial Day weekend, and as per tradition, it's Drunk Gaming weekend. We still need to get... Season 2 of Mario Drinker. I'm not sure what game we're going to play for Drunk Weekend, but I'm thinking Mario Kart, maybe? We'll have to do something so it doesn't get pulled. But yeah, so we're going to be boozing it up for your entertainment. We're going to try to get a bunch more people here this time, because it's more fun when there's more people.
Yes.
So that's going to be this weekend. So look for maybe the first episode next week on the channel. But always come back here. Tuesdays are the Let's Podcast. And then, of course, on Thursday morning, you're going to get this podcast as you're watching it now. And you're always going to get it on the Podbean channel. So Talk Loud Radio.
Yes. Talk so, loud.
Yeah. So make sure you're subscribing because that really helps us out because we're working on some business deals right now because we've gotten more subscribers. So make sure you subscribe, hit that bell, so our future sponsors, which are coming, will know that they've invested their money wisely.
Yes.
And we can bring more stuff to you. Like, we were able to get the green screen and some other various things that we've done throughout the last year with the money we've made off the YouTube channel. So we're just trying to make a little more, give a little more back to you guys, because none of that's going in our pocket. We ain't making that much. But we do want to put it towards the production value. So.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to support us other ways, like there's also the Redbubble page.
We'll link that in the description below. So make sure you go there, get the Pizza Thief t-shirt, get the Clash of the Nerds t-shirt, Armbar t-shirt.
And they all come in various different things. Like they can get most stuff as a phone case, a
iPad
case.
I need to get the Pizza Thief I want to get that as a picture to hang on the wall.
You can get that as a picture or a sticker.
I need a coffee mug of that too.
Yeah.
In the office.
I don't know if it comes as a regular coffee mug. But I can always turn that on. I'm pretty sure it comes as a travel mug.
Nice.
Which is, you know, handy.
Take that to baseball games.
There you go.
All right. But, as usual, good night, Canada. Good morning, Japan. Watch wrestling.